Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring third and fourth generation video game music only, usually. And this is episode 239. Kind of jumping ahead there. And
231 or 239?
231, final answer.
Okay.
So, here we are once again. And, Gabe Castro is here as usual, of course.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Gabe has got the baseball organ player keyboard in case somebody
That's right.
hits a grand slam. And he can do the da-na-na-na-da-na.
It does look like an organ.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I like that. And sure. You got the guitar if you get inspired.
That's right. That's right.
And I love that shirt you're wearing. You're sporting the Fisticuffs shirt.
Right, yes. That's right. Yeah.
Which is the Fortnite logo, but it's got the Fisticuffs name on it, and it's got the...
It's my Rob merch.
The Portland Reindeer and the St. John's Bridge on it. So right. It's a little something, a little special there, a little special order for GameCube.
That's right. Thank you.
So listen up. I was noticing something recently about the game Stinger for Nintendo. We've always credited the music to Kiyohiro Sada, formerly known as Kiyohei Sada, but it was recently discovered his name was actually Kiyohiro. Also, his alias being Charlie Sada. Hmm. But I was looking at the credits, and I noticed under special thanks some more composer names that I recognized.
Okay.
And I remember a while back when I don't know, maybe you remember this? This is a while back. You know, we're talking first year, you know. I said that there was this one Stinger track that sounded like a track from Goonies 2. Do you remember that? Does anyone remember that?
No. I don't remember that.
Well, anyway, I played the two tracks side by side. I think it was the basement theme from Goonies 2. Mm-hmm. And, I think the power up music from Stinger.
Right.
Well, anyway, Goonies 2 was composed by Satoe Terashima. And guess whose name appears in the special thanks for Stinger? That's right, Satoe mm-hmm. Terashima. So I have a feeling she did some of the music to Stinger, and in particular, that track that sounds like Goonies 2. Mm. It also appears as though Kunio Yamashita and Shinya Sakamoto worked on Stinger as well, because their names are in the special thanks, and someone with the alias Giant Ken. Okay. So that's just a little something to chew on right there. Anyway, I wanted to mention this up at the beginning of the show. If you're interested in game reviews, I guess, of sorts, well, I do them. And you can find them exclusively on the Legacy Music Hour Patreon, which is patreon.com/Legacy Music Hour. And games covered kind of more recently on there include Klonoa, Empire of Dreams, with special guest Gabe Castro mm-hmm. on that one. Pinball Quest, Stinger. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project. Princess Tomato in the Salad Kingdom. Twinbee 3, Devil World, Gambari Goemon 1 and 2 for the Famicom. And I didn't mention last month completely, but Vice Project Doom is on there kind of in more recently. Purrman for the Famicom, Goonies 1, Hinotori, King Kong 2, Getsufuma Den, and Gradius 2. Those are all kind of more recent reviews.
It's a lot of Famicom.
A lot of Famicom, Japanese-only stuff, and there's going to be a lot more Japanese stuff coming up pretty soon, I think. from both me and Gabe.
That's true, yeah.
And so, you know, check that out. And, you know, there's other stuff on there as well. I mean, Rob has some videos on there. And if you didn't hear about it last month, we have a 4-hour long sort of struggle with figuring out our top 10 tracks of the decade. And then we posted our mixes on there as well, of just music only mixes of the top 10 that we finally decided on. And those are up there. And there's a lot of stuff on there. Gabe posts on there, and Emily, who does our mixtapes, posts on there. So check it out. And if you're interested in this, we have a Discord now, and originally it was only for Patreon members, but now it's actually for anybody. So if you go to legacymusichour.com, you can join the Discord. There's a link right at the top of the page, pretty much on the right side. Join the Discord, and you can chat with other users about video games and music and all kinds of other stuff. So check that out if you want to.
I want to add a little something to that, if I may.
Please do.
I did a comedy night in Fortnite.
Yeah.
And my booking agent got back to me. It turns out I'm going to be doing another performance.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, this will be for the troops in Call of Duty. So I'll be doing a comedy show for the troops.
Call of Duty USO tour.
You're doing a USO MCCS tour?
So it's part of the tour. That'll be coming up soon on the Patreon. You know, the troops are away for Thanksgiving, and I know that they'll be busy in the map, so I want to do a little something for them.
Rob Hope over here.
Right.
Rob Hope. Rob Hope, yeah. Rob Hope.
So look out for that.
That's cool.
Look out for that.
And look out and check out now on Patreon the Comedy Fortnite. Or Fort right. Comedy Night, I should say. Fort Comedy Night. Rob builds a stage.
Right, I had to build it by myself.
He builds it on the island, on the Fortnite island, and he stands there and just does a set.
Right.
Open to attack or people who just want to come watch it.
Right.
And you guys should check that out. What should we do? Anything else to mention, or should we move into the music?
Can I comment on your hair?
Yeah, what about it?
It's really long for you.
Yeah, I know.
You've got a little swoop in the front.
Right.
It's a little, it's like the font in Bases Loaded.
The font?
The font. Oh. I think there's a line that goes
right under it.
That's
right.
What's on your head right now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You're like Brent Loaded right now. It looks good.
Brent Loaded.
It looks good. So I'm happy for this new look for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's been a little while since I got a haircut, and you know, it's gonna be a while till I get one. So
Okay.
I don't know. So yeah. Okay. Should we get into it or what?
I think we should dive right in.
All right. I'm just going to fade out this here music. If I may. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, okay. I think that I picked track. No, that's not this. Am I looking at the right thing? Okay, I lose track. It is episode 231, right? It's not 230, right?
Correct.
Okay, just making sure. I'm just making sure over here, okay? Okay, so I'm going to start things off with a recommendation from a user. User James recommended this whole soundtrack, and there is indeed a lot of great tracks on this soundtrack. And it's a Game Boy game. It's called Tetris Plus. And this is music composed by Kazuo Sawa, who did the arcade version, and this game was ported to the Game Boy and arranged or adapted for the Game Boy by Iku Mitsutani. And the track we're going to hear is Edit Mode. It's hard to decide, actually, between a track, but we'll hear Edit Mode from Tetris Plus for the Game Boy, music by Kazuo Osawa. Music here from Tetris Plus for the Game Boy. This is music by Kazuo Osawa, adapted for the Game Boy by Iku Mitsutani. And this is Edit Mode. Yes, anyway, this is a pretty...
very nice.
Grooving track. I like this part right here. Dun 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 dun. It's good. Yeah.
Very nice.
Very fun track. Bouncy.
Dun dun dun. I love that. Do it dun dun, you know?
Yeah.
Do it dun 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 dun.
Okay. I had what I believe to be a Game Boy track.
Uh-huh.
Turns out it was a Game Boy Color track.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
You know, it was flagged over at LMHHQ when I submitted the
It violated the user guidelines.
Right. The
community siren. Violated community guidelines, yeah.
The siren sounded. I was summoned, and I was filled in, and I was made aware of my transgressions. So I've got a replacement track for you, mm-hmm. because we don't typically do anything outside of third and fourth generation. Every now and then we party. But...
so we don't party when we're not... when
well, this is business. This is business time.
Oh, okay. So Beyonce... okay.
It's like the casual Fridays.
Right. The casual Fridays, yeah. Yeah. So I have got some Ranger X.
Ah, Ranger to the Rescue.
Ranger X, which is a soundtrack we've heard from before.
And it's a game I've played through.
It's a game I have not played yet.
The ending theme is what I've got.
Gabe, you have not played this game?
No, I mean, I have it and I have not played it, no.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I played it like a little bit, but...
Ah, you know, okay.
Yeah. I mean, like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is the ending to the game Rager? Ranger X.
Rager X.
The Sega Genesis from composer Yoshinobu Hiraiwa. Gabe.
Yup.
When you just went off camera before we played that track,
mm-hmm.
There's a picture of Jason Voorhees and what looks to be a child.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your face on that child's face? That's you.
That's me. Yeah. So but I made a...
Wait, so is the picture you and an adult when you were a child?
No. I had this old ID card from when I was a kid. And I took the picture from that and I put it on this random picture of this Halloween... thing I found.
Oh, okay. That body is not your baby body. That's it's not your child face on a baby's body.
No, it's just my child face.
How old are you in that picture?
Probably 9.
See, I told you, Brent. I told you that was a kid.
Right. Okay. So you're 9 years old there. Uh-huh. And, but when did you decide to put the 9-year-old face on? When did you do that? When did you find this picture?
2016, probably.
Oh, okay. So the picture you found recently, and then you decided to take a child face instead of your own adult face.
Correct.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny. It's actually from, I put out an EP called Nightmares. It's like 80s kind of horror music.
Right.
That's what that Vice Principals thing is from. And so I just kind of quickly made a cover, and I was looking for, I don't know, just old pictures. And I found this, it's obviously someone's old Halloween picture or something, you know, like they're in a costume as Jason, and they're holding some other kid, and I thought that kid should be me.
Uh-huh.
And I put some blood spatter on it and stuff.
Well, it's just funny because it's the face your face on that and this is older than that body. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
That so there's yeah, a he's funny holding, discrepancy he's holding
like
there.
A 1 or maybe 1-year-old probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's and I got
it's
like
interesting.
A, got like a fat kind of, like a fat 9-year-old face.
It's an age bender.
Yeah,
I recognize that it was Gabe.
Yeah,
you see that?
I honestly didn't even remember that this was my Zoom picture. I think I had a picture and I didn't want my real my adult face, so I think I just had this on my hard drive and I just threw it on there. Yeah, that's the story.
Did you beat this game, Brett?
Yeah. Yeah. This is a cool game.
Did it take you a while to beat it?
No. Mm-hmm.
No Game Genie?
Never. I mean, I did use Game Genie when I was younger. I did.
Right.
But I would never, as an adult, use a Game Genie. In fact, I don't even know where my Game Genie is.
I sent you guys the album so you could see it in full, just so you know.
Right.
GabeCaster.bandcamp.com.
Nice. I used a Game Genie during the initial stay at home.
What? Why?
The Adventures of Batman and Robin.
To what?
I used it for The Adventures of Batman and Robin.
Why? Because that game's too hard, right?
It's incredibly difficult, so I needed... I summoned the genie.
Did you do? Just get unlimited lives or something?
Invincibility.
The code didn't quite work the way I thought it would. I don't know if I just didn't have the right website or if the codes are just not good, but I tried to input a lot of codes and they didn't quite work. One did, but it seemed to make the game buggy more than anything. I thought it was for infinity health, but it just made things buggy.
It was infinity glitches, though.
Infinity glitch, right.
Well, that's what you get when you play with, you know, Genie Fire. What's what you get when you play with Genie? You play with Genie, you're going to get burned.
You're going to get glitched.
You're going to get glitched, yeah.
You're going to get that glitch.
If you play with Genie, you're going to get glitched.
You're going to get the glitch. That sounds almost like it's like some kind of disease.
If it doesn't work and it just says, sorry, you're out of wishes. It just doesn't work.
It's a funny signal just now, but okay. Do you know what your signal was just now?
This?
You kind of went like this. You kind of shrugged your shoulders or something like that. Anyway.
I thought it was just a lean back.
No, he kind of made a shrugged his shoulders to be, you know. Anyway, okay, moving on to a Super Famicom game. This game is called Shonen Ashibe Goma-chan no Yuenechi. Yuenchi. And this is, I think, based on a manga or anime or both. And the composer on this is Ebiten. And we're going to hear Forests and Rivers from Shonen Ashibe Goma-chan no Yuenchi. I almost thought about getting this game myself. Maybe one day I will. Here's the music. This is music from Shonen Ashibe for the Super Famicom. Music by Ebiten. This is Forests and Rivers. And I almost wanted to listen to it for another loop. I like this. Mm-hmm. This is a good track.
Like the swing it's got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like this too, how it goes. Goes. Dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It almost has a sportsy feel to it, you know?
Yeah.
I can imagine this being in a baseball game or something.
Okay. Coming up next is a little Kiss shot.
Ooh.
Mm.
We've heard from this before.
Billiards.
And I've got another track for it. Ending track. Another ending track. We're coming up on the end of this year, which is the year that everybody else celebrates, but the real year is our year.
Right.
But just to keep in line with the standard calendar, the ending. The ending theme to Kiss Shot.
Every time you say Kiss Shot, you say it like this. Kiss Shot.
I'm trying to keep sensuality alive.
You know, this kind of sounds like a Christmas song or something. And this is the Christmas episode, by the way.
No, this is romantic. And Christmas can be romantic, too. Christmas can be romantic.
It is. Christmas is romantic. Watch. I'll tell you in a second. When do we get to this certain part of the loop, you'll see. But you don't think this sounds kind of Christmassy? A little bit?
I don't hear the Christmasness, but hold on. You tell me.
I mean, a little bit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here we are, just the two of us. Let it do us. once more. Yeah, something like that. Watch, you'll see. You'll see. I'll do it again. You'll see. Watch this. Here it goes. Here we are, just the two of us. Naked two of us.
Naked
once two more. Of us. Hold on, watch. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Okay, that part for sure. Now Yuletide that you say it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Something gay.
Something right. Gay.
Something, two of us, something like that.
It's been a rough year. It's hard to be gay. It's really hard to be gay in these tough times.
No.
And that song, that track is Kiss Shot, because maybe when we come back from COVID, maybe we won't know how to kiss anymore. Maybe we won't know what to do. And I'm trying to do my part to keep the sensuality alive, which is why I choose a track from Kiss Shot.
Well, you know, some of us never even knew, never did know how to begin with. So this shot is for all of you. Kiss Shot. Here we are, just the two of us.
You see, that's me not even knowing how to blow a kiss anymore.
Yeah, well, right.
It's like, through my fingers.
I don't know.
Right.
It
just goes right through. It's like, yeah, exactly. You go like this, you go.
Hey, you get your kiss all over yourself.
Well, you can't even blow kisses anymore. CDC does not recommend blowing kisses.
That's right.
On the CDC forbidden list, so please... No kissing.
Blowing
no
kisses.
Blowing kisses.
It violates community guidelines.
Right. Even at 6 feet. Hey, my kisses, when I blow my kisses, 6 feet, that ain't nothing.
Really? Like my kisses are usually, my kisses go about 6 inches, 7 inches usually. I don't know. So this is the Christmas episode. I don't know if you realize that.
Okay. Right. Merry Christmas.
I'm just saying that, you know, this is the December episode, so. Okay, where are we going next? Okay, well, this is I mentioned this game earlier. It's a game I played recently. Twinbee 3. Poco Poco Dai Mau. For the Famicom. And the composers on this, the composers on this are Atsushi Fujio, credited as Tsukenomiya, Hidehiro Funauchi, credited as FK King, sounds like something, and Kazuhiko Suzuki, credited as Flamingo, and Jun Funahashi, credited as Dogman. Dogman and Z-Boys. No, not the Z-Boys part. I'm just adding that. So we're going to hear this track called Rock and Roll Boss. It's the Stage 2 boss. So if you haven't played this game, on Stage 2, the boss is a band. Okay, it's a band of three members, and the beginning of their music. This boss music is unique to this boss because you only hear it when you fight this boss, and the beginning of the track sounds like a kind of classic rock and roll kind of piece of music, but the way that the band is dressed is they're wearing these Hawaiian shirts, I think. And so it almost seems like they're sort of, I don't know, a cruise boat band or something like that, you know? Obviously, Twinbee 3 is a humorous game. There's a lot of comical, kind of funny-looking character enemies and stuff like that. But anyway, and this level is kind of an islandy level. So it kind of looks like this, I don't know, it looks like this band wouldn't be playing rock and roll. But anyway, whatever. The thing that's interesting about this band, about this band and about this track is because, or the thing that's interesting, or the reason I picked it, that is, the reason I picked it is because three composers worked on this game mainly. Although I think Jun Funahashi, he's, I think, in a special thanks or something like that. So maybe four composers worked on it. And this track has three distinct different sections to the track. And they're sort of separated by these sort of little drum interludes. And it made me wonder if all three of the main composers took turns composing the three different parts of the track. Especially because it's a band of three people. Actually, what happens is it's a band of three, and then after you defeat all three of them, this fourth member appears. So maybe, but there is only three sections to the track. So I don't know what that means exactly. But there are three main composers listed for this game, a fourth one in the special thanks. I wonder if each section of this track represents each composer, and if they, I wonder if they collaborated on this and it was all, and they all composed the different sections, the three of them. So listen for that. Listen for the three different sections. And it's interesting because they definitely sound really different. Okay, let's listen to it. It's Twinbee 3 for the Famicom Rock and Roll Boss, Stage 2 Boss. This is music from Twinbee 3 for the Famicom. Music by Atsushi Fujio, Hidehiro Funauchi, Katsuhiko Suzuki, and also probably Jun Funahashi. This is Rock and Roll Boss. It's the Stage 2 Boss. And like I said, there's those three sections, right? When I said, by the way, that it starts off as a classic kind of rock and roll thing, I mean, it's obviously not exactly a classic, but it has that bluesy kind of earlier rock and roll sound, mm-hmm. but mixed with a Konami kind of you know, 80s sound. The right. What?
The kind of 50s rock and roll.
Yeah, it's like 50s rock and roll meets 80s Konami, right? But
yeah.
But the second and the third sections do not sound like, you know, 50s rock and roll, right?
Right.
So, okay. So let's hear... let's hear those parts. But just out of curiosity, Gabe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. It's my camera.
Okay. So let's hear those parts one by one again, because it really almost sounds like they're different composers, maybe, you know? Here, listen to this. Okay, so this is the straight ahead. Okay. This is the straight ahead, kind of more straight ahead rock and roll sounding track. Part. This part's so good. And I love this kind of slide thing that happens here. I love that. Boom. And then this is another sound.
You know what this reminds me of? This is, to me, it reminds me of when there's rap groups.
Yeah.
And one rapper will do their verse.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, and now it's time for someone else to do a verse.
Right.
And then the other person comes in.
Yeah.
Does a verse. I think that's really cool.
It does sound like that.
The styles are so different. Right. Right.
And look, I don't know for sure, but I it sounds like that's what's going on. It sounds like they had fun with this track because you fight a band in the game, and it seems like that band is supposed to be the composers of the game. One of these sections, by the way. Yeah?
I was going to say the first section really reminds me of the sewer music from Turtles 1.
I was about to say. I was just about to say that.
The intro and the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do kind of.
Exactly. I was just about to say the exact same thing, that it sounded like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1. And guess who worked on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1?
One of these people.
One of these people, but not he's not one of the main composers on the game, actually. Funny enough.
Special thanks, Sato.
The special thanks guy, yeah, Dogman. Jun Funahashi. Jun Funahashi did the underwater music in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know if he did the sewer music or not, but he did half of the soundtrack in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1. Mm-hmm. And I really want to know who did what, but yeah. The part that goes, this part here, this section, I think could be Atsushi Fujio, this one here. Listen to it. It's because of the slide thing, which is a very Konami kind of thing. Listen. That thing right there, that boom, yeah. That's a very Konami kind of, you know, trademark sound almost. And there's almost a rock element to that. This right here just sounds like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's... This sounds like Turtles also, actually.
It does, yeah, I was going to say that.
Who knows, you know, I don't know, but it's cool. I think it's cool. And the reason I think that slide thing is Atsushi Fujio is because I'm pretty sure it's Atsushi Fujio did the ending music to this game. And that the ending music to this game uses that technique, you know, that boom, you know? Yeah. But a lot of games do, too. A lot of game soundtracks do. But I get the feeling Atsushi Fujio did a lot of Konami tracks that we like. Anyway, that's that. I think that's cool. Twin B3.
Yeah, this is really cool concept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't, like I said, I don't even know if that's true or not. I wish I could talk to one of these guys to find out. I used to be in communication a little bit with Jun Funahashi, mm-hmm. but... And I sent him a message because I really wanted to know what was going on with his track. He didn't answer me. And I think he read the message, to be honest. But you know, these people probably don't want to be bothered, you know?
Well, I was going to say, do you really want to talk about something you did 20 plus years ago?
I mean, look, I wouldn't mind. I'd do it. You know, who has been actually pretty responsive is a composer that's on this is Katsuhiko Suzuki. Mm-hmm. But I asked him about the ending track and he wasn't sure. Right. I really want to know if it's Atsushi Fujio and he couldn't tell me. He said, because I think Atsushi Fujio still works at Konami and I think if you work there, you're not allowed to talk about stuff like for some silly reason.
No, they're anyway. A really weird company, for sure. Especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. There you go. The band. Oh, now wait. What was I going to say?
Gov? Did you say Gov?
I was going to call you Gob. I called you Gob.
It sounded like you said Gov.
Wait a second, Governor. Governor. Governor, hold on. Because you were about to say something. I was about to say, hold on now. It's that time of the show when we turn things over to the corner.
All right.
This show has been going by pretty quickly, I have to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, this week, this month, this is, I'm very tired, so excuse me.
No.
This is a game I played a long time ago, but I played again recently, played through. This is Elemental Master for the Sega Genesis. And it's like a kind of a vertical shooter, shoot 'em up, but you're on foot, kind of medieval. So it's a cool game. And this is Bloodstained Lake. I think it's stage 4 or maybe 5 in the game.
But, it's not auto-scrolling?
It is auto-scrolling. Mm-hmm. But it's like you're on foot, you know, it's kind of like King's Quest or whatever, the
King's Knight.
King's Knight. Yeah. But Bloodstained Lake, here we go. Bloodstained Lake, Elemental Master, Sega Genesis. And I forgot to mention, this is Toshiharu Yamanishi.
Yes. I actually just played through a Technosoft game myself recently.
That's right.
Thunder Force 3. Same composer. Yeah. Well, along with the... there's another composer as well. But... well, I'll be eventually reviewing that as well on the Patreon. But... well, Rob, does this music sound familiar to you at all? Or the style or the composer? Would you recognize this composer somewhere else?
Turn this up. This is Ys 3.
No.
Ys 3.
Okay, come on. Where would you... This is one of your favorites.
Turn this up. Lightning Force.
Yeah.
It's Lightning Force.
Right? One of the composers from Lightning Force, yes.
Beautiful.
In fact, on episode 1, you played a track from this composer. From Lightning Force.
You know...
Stand up against myself.
This is the second time in the episode you've mentioned the first episode.
That's true.
No, it's not.
You mentioned the first year. Okay.
A lot of throwbacks.
That's talking middle school days. I don't remember.
Middle school days.
You guys were wearing hypercolor shirts back then.
But I'm trying to remember those days, you know, between third period and fourth period and fifth period. And then there was seventh period and eighth period, and ninth period. Detention days.
Can kind of sounds like Castlevania a little bit.
It does. It reminds me a little bit of Bloodlines.
Right.
Well, I mean, it sounds like Castlevania, but I think Bloodlines because it's Genesis sounding.
Uh-huh, right.
I don't think it sounds like something from Bloodlines.
I hear that. This right here is Castlevania.
Mm-hmm. Very, yeah.
Castlevania. That's Castlevania all the way.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of Yamane-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's some Castlevania.
I have a boxed copy of the game, right? But yeah. It came just the store, however I bought it a long time ago. It has the Mega Drive Japanese manual in it.
Oh, really?
For this game, isn't that weird?
Huh?
Like, how did that happen?
You know, I discovered recently that I had a complete boxed copy of Thunder Force 3. And I didn't realize that until recently. That's why I played it recently. So whoever sent that to me, thank you. Because that's actually kind of worth something.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, nowadays. I don't know. Maybe when it was sent, it was probably not worth as much. I don't know. I mean, actually, I think it might have been sent a long time ago. So...
I think it's time we take it back to the Sega Master System.
Oh, you think that?
Deep Duck Trouble.
Uh-huh. Deep
Duck Trouble, starring Donald Duck.
Donaldo Duck. By the way, this is a Sega Master System Europe game.
Oh, so it'd be a Deep Duck Trouble.
It could be Donaldo. I mean, if you're going, depending on what part of Italy, I mean, what part of Europe you're talking about. It could be lots of things.
Could be Portugal.
It could be just straight up Donald. Donald.
Donald, Governor.
Donald. It could be Donald. Donald Duck. It could be talking about Donald. You're talking about Donald Deep Duck. Deep Duck, Deep Trouble, Donald Duck, and Deep
what
Trouble.
What does Deep Duck Trouble even mean? Deep Duck Trouble.
It means deep. Deep Trouble.
How deep are we going to go?
Oh, we're probably six, seven inches, you know.
Deep Duck. That's how deep.
That's however long the duck is.
Right. However long the bill is.
Underwater is the track I'm playing. Deep Duck Trouble, starring Donald Duck, Sega Master System. Trouble, starring Donald Duck. That is Underwater. Which I have to say, doesn't that sound reminiscent of the underwater music in Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, yeah. A little bit, mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
I was trying to
think. It sounds watery.
Watery, sure. It sounds watery.
This part right here is the part right here. This part. That's the part. That's the part right there.
That's for me. Floating that's the to part. The
That oh really the floating to the top? It floats to the top right yeah. there, and then it starts going back underwater. But I love that. I love this part actually. This one here. We're coming up after this. Right here. That's the part. Yeah, that was the part. Yeah.
Turn that up?
No, I have to. It's a thing. Oh, sorry, I'll turn it up.
It's like this, right? Yeah. Oh, it has to be after this part. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, put her duck to sleep. It's like the Ice Cube song.
Oh, really?
Right. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I guess so. I don't know. Wow. Actually, I don't.
Oh. Those bars right there. Those bars.
I know what that means.
I thought you were going to do this. Well, here, I'll show you. Watch. I thought this was going to go like this. It's like, I thought you were going to do this. Hold on a second. Watch. It goes like this. Watch. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. There you go. What's next? What package should we open up next?
Your Christmas package?
You and I kind of have a package coming, actually. Anyway, okay. Huh. Next up, I'm going to play a track from another game I played recently. Gunbury Goemon 2 for the Famicom. This is the second Goemon game for home consoles. It's the third game. No, it's not. It's the third game in the series. The first being Mr. Goemon for the arcade, and then the first console game being Gunbury Goemon.
Mr. Goemon didn't come out on Famicom?
Right.
I don't know. Okay. I thought it did.
It did not, no. Right, so there was Mr. Goemon in the arcade, and then there was the right. Gunbury Goemon game, Dochi something or other, mm-hmm. Kara Dochi or whatever. Right. And then this Gunbury Goemon 2, and then there was the role-playing games that came out afterwards. But anyway, this is a Famicom game. This is music by, speaking of Yamane, this is music by Michiro Yamane. This must have been an early game for her. Credited as Tozan Yamane, and also Koji Murata. Music from this particular installment of the Goemon series has never been played on the podcast before. So what I mean is we've heard from a lot of Goemon games on this podcast, never from this particular installment, the Goemon 2. All I know is about the composers is that apparently Michiru Yamane did most of the music for this game. So it's most likely what we're going to hear is her music. And the track we're going to hear is called Mechanical Puppet Boss. And I'll just say that this game came out in 1989. And around 88 is when Konami music started to sound more beefed up. Prior to that, well, it just sounded a little more like
vegan.
Older video game music, you know. What were you going to say? Oh, vegan.
Because you said it was all beefed up.
right. And no, because, you know, the first Goemon game on Famicom was from 1986. And anyway, just the drums and all that stuff, that you start to hear that in 88 and on. Anyway, so this game has that more beefed up sound. Yeah, there's some good tracks in this game. I talk all about this game, you know, in my full review. Anyway, Gonbari Goemon 2, music by Michiru Yamane, maybe Koji Murata. This is Mechanical Puppet Boss. This is music from Gonbari Goemon 2 for the Famicom. Music by Michiru Yamane and Koji Murata. This is called Mechanical Puppet Boss. But this is actually the music for all the bosses in the game. Most of the bosses in the game. And that's something that this game had that the first one didn't. Which is bosses. There's no bosses in the first one. I like this track a lot. It's a lot of really fun. Cool. It's a lot of whimsical qualities to it.
I love the wow part.
Right. And
whammy part.
There's one part, it sounds so 80s to me. I think it's this right here. This part. Or not this part yet, no. Not that. But this is just fun. It's fun when this music is playing when you're playing the boss. It just feels fun. This part right here is so 80s right here. Something about this just sounds 80s to me, you know? It sounds like an 80s TV show or something, you know? That part that we just heard, you know? But hold on, let's hear the beginning again because it started off. I love that. I love how it ramps up and it goes... Wham! It has just a hint of the Asiatic sound to it, but mm-hmm. It doesn't really have that much.
I think it has kind of the vibe and kind of the intro of the level one music from Chippendale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just the way it starts off.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I said this in my kind of full review, but Goemon 2 is kind of like a remake of part one in a way. They're very similar games, but this kind of takes it. It's a beefed up version of the whole game, not just the music, you know. And also, this game starts to introduce more of the humor that you'll see in the later games. I really like the Goemon series. Mm-hmm. I think you know, it's cool. Konami's the best. I mean, Konami's the best. I just like a lot of Konami. From Twinbee to Goemon to whatever, you know. Konami's the best company. It is. By the way, speaking of, I want to say this. We're going to eventually make this. We're going to do this episode where we talk about top companies of. I don't know if we should make it top companies of the last decade or just top companies of all time. Of music wise. Okay, all time. Mm-hmm. Music wise, top companies of all time. I just want to say, because I think people might have misheard me or something on the last episode. I said Konami is pound for pound the best. And the only company that really rivals them is Capcom. And people said, well, what about Square? I said Square. Square is probably number three for me, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something we'll get into in our episode and we'll have examples and stuff. But, I mean, yeah, don't misunderstand me. Square is one of my top companies, definitely, for video game music from the third and fourth generation. And I would say, you know, probably number three. You know, and I would say Nintendo being number four, probably, you know, and yeah. And I want to also say that, as far as, top soundtracks of all time, whatever. That's another episode we'll do too. The top soundtracks of the last 10 years. That'll be fun. Okay.
That's, you know, that part that you said sounded really 80s?
Yeah.
The Vapors.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
What did they do?
Is that song called I'm Turning Japanese?
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
You know what that song's actually about,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's... I'll tell you what it's about. It's intended to describe teen angst or alienation after a romantic breakup.
It's a nice way of putting it, yeah.
Describes the narrator being separated from a woman he loves, and he's preoccupied with photos of her.
He's preoccupied by what?
With photos of her.
Okay, right. Okay, well, hey, you know what? That's it's a nice, clean way of putting it. I like that.
Okay. Speaking of Japan and turning Japanese, how about we take a visit to Tokyo City?
Okay.
King of the Monsters 2.
The stressing on that was interesting to me. King of the Monsters 2. King of the Monsters 2.
Monsters 2. Sega Genesis. Hit me with it. King of the Monsters 2, Tokyo City.
It's an interesting track.
Love that.
Interesting track with some interesting stereo situations going on.
This is,
it's interestingly sparse too, you know. And then it does this kind of interesting rhythmical thing here where it kind of stops almost and right there, I think. Oh, not yet. It's coming up. It's coming up. Watch, here it comes. Right there. Kind of just stopped for a second and came in later.
I've got the composers as Toshikazu Tanaka, Toshio Shimizu, and Yoshihiko Kitamura.
Interesting. Just listen to this with headphones. Right. I'm telling that to the users here. It's interesting. This sounds almost Castlevania-esque. Moving on to a Sega Mega Drive game. This is called Monster World 4. And this game is, I got this game recently, I'll just say, and I don't have it yet, but I got this game recently. I don't have it in my possession yet. And it was a Japanese exclusive, but then it got sort of ported to the Xbox 360, I guess, right?
Yeah, and Virtual Console, I think on Wii.
And Virtual Console, right. Maybe, and so it has an official translation. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was wondering to myself, should I just play that because that's an official English translation, or
I played it on the Genesis Mini. It's also
And it was included on the Genesis Mini for some reason. And so I kind of thought, well, should I be even getting this Japanese version for the Mega Drive? There wasn't an official English version of it until 20 years after it came out or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. I think,
and I just, yeah, for some reason, I wanted to play this game on a CRT and with, you know, on the Mega Drive. For some reason, it just felt a little more, I don't know. I think to myself, maybe I shouldn't have got this game. I should have just played the English translation
I think it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I know that it's mainly, I'm not going to have to worry about the Japanese for the most part, yeah, except for the town stuff. But anyway, all right. So Monster World 4. It looks really cool, though, mm-hmm, from the clips I saw. Composer on this is Gene Watanabe. Were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say it. I like the Shantae games a lot, and I think those were probably inspired by this game, like stylistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is sort of part of the Wonder Boy, mm-hmm, series, although Wonder Boy is not in it, right, and instead there's a girl in it. And that's why it's just called Monster World 4. But anyway, we're going to hear a track called Volcanic Cave, which is a variation on the main theme that is heard in a few different tracks in this game. But the beginning of this track sounds so familiar to me, and I can't figure out what it is. I know I've heard it, And I think, what is this? Is it from another video game? Does it remind me of another video game track, or does it remind me of a pop song from the 80s or something? I don't know what it is. I'll tell you what it reminds me of when we come back. But Volcanic Cave, Jin Watanabe, Monster World 4. This is Volcanic Cave from Monster World 4, music by Jin Watanabe. And what is this? It sounds so familiar to me. It sounds so... Okay, here's what I first thought. At first I thought, this sounds like it's from... Is this the ending music to either Shadow Dancer or one of the Shinobi games, right? And... Because listen to the beginning. What is that? You know? That dun 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 dun, you know, that dun 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 dun, you know? What is that? Then I started thinking, is it sound like the Motels? It kind of reminds me of the Motels, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know, or maybe not. I almost thought to myself, is this the beginning of Only the Lonely? But it's not at all. It doesn't sound like that at all. But I thought I had to listen to Only the Lonely by the Motels, and you know, I thought maybe that's that. But what is this? Listen to that, the beginning especially.
Really sounds like an 80s TV theme song.
I don't even think 80s TV. I just think 80s pop, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it sounds like a ballad. Like an 80s new wave ballad, but not a British new wave ballad. It sounds like an American new wave ballad, you know, or something like that. It's an 80s American new wave ballad,
like
or something.
I get shades something of like Toto.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Okay. Africa.
Yeah, kind of.
Hit that beginning again.
Well, yeah. What?
Hit that beginning again.
Yeah.
The shades of it, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But I could imagine Toto doing this, actually. What is this? Is it Tina Turner?
It's Cyndi Lauper.
I don't know. No. Well, yeah, actually, maybe so, you know? Could be Cyndi Lauper, actually, yeah. You know, Cyndi Lauper, she's pretty cool. I kind of undervalued her when I was in the 80s, you know?
Sure. You ever seen her perform live?
No, have you?
Yes. In this century, however.
Oh, really?
It was this century. I want to say...
She's cool.
Sometime in the last decade, I went and I saw it, and it was a great show.
Have you ever seen... I mean, if you watch the old interviews of her... on the Tonight Show and stuff, she's funny mm-hmm. and she's cool and she's talented and she's just really cool. I undervalued that, you know. Everyone was kind of, you know, there's this Madonna versus Cyndi Lauper thing. They're both totally different flavors, really. I mean, they were similar flavors at one point maybe, but different flavors definitely.
She had a
and
lot
I think
of,
you can what? Like them both but you oh. I think you can like them both but mm-hmm. anyway.
She had a lot of funny stories and jokes in between her songs.
Yeah. She's got a funny, quirky personality. Right. And I don't know. I think she's definitely, you know, I didn't have a big crush on her when I was
gonna say,
in
you're
the
crushing.
80s. I know I did. I do now. Looking back, I think, oh, she's kind of it. You know, she's kind of it. And because Madonna was it, you know what I mean? Mm. But Cyndi Lauper was kind of it, though. Yeah.
I'm a Taylor Dane.
She's got it going
man
on.
Myself.
I don't even know who that is. I've heard that name so many times.
Tell
it
to my Dane. Heart. Tell me that.
Oh, I know that song. Want. I know that song, yeah. But Cyndi Lauper, she's cool. And she's, anyway, she's got it going on. That's all I got to say. She's like got it going on.
You're Kai.
Yeah. What?
Like you're Kai. Oh, no, that was you. Sorry, I thought that was Rob with the Kai story. Never mind.
No, it's always like your new me. Kai. It's always me. I always got the...
The unattainable.
I'm always the person with the unattainables, you know. Got all the unattainable girls, you know.
Lots of unrequited love.
Always a Kai's maid, never a Kai.
So, Cyndi Lauper, when did you see that? What year?
It was in the last decade. I remember because I think I saw it with my ex-wife. It was in San Francisco. At the Palace of Fine Arts.
Huh. I saw some 80s bands in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. That's when I saw the 80s bands. That's when I saw all of the 80s bands that I love.
Yeah. I saw Echo and the Bunnymen, and I saw Psychedelic Furs. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't even get to see it. That was so stupid. Anyway, there was this Halloween. I'll get into it.
Kaja
there was
Gugu.
This Halloween show. Kaja Gugu. No, there was this. This Halloween show I was supposed to see. It's not Susie and the Banshees, but it's the Creatures, which is kind of Susie and the Banshees. And I was supposed to see them, and they were headlining and. Anyway, I saw the opening groups, but I didn't get to see them because I had to meet with these other people and they went on too late. And anyway, it was a mess. And then when I tried to meet the people, I missed them. And so I should have just stayed at the show. It was just a big mess, whatever.
Well, I didn't, a few years ago, I saw Depeche Mode for the first time.
Where was that?
At the Hollywood Bowl. That was my first time going there. My only time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're like one of my favorite bands, so I should have seen them a long time ago.
Right. Yeah.
They were still very good.
I saw, the last time I was at the Hollywood Bowl, I think, was I saw, this is a weird pairing, but it was St. Vincent with Erykah Badu.
That is weird.
Yeah. Moses Sumney opening. It's interesting because there was two very distinct crowds there to see the respective artists. But I personally am a fan of both. I was there to see both. But I didn't get to see Erykah Badu's full set because I had to get somewhere else. I had to meet these people for Halloween. Just kidding. Anyway, now we're not even talking about the 80s anymore. Anyway, I just want to know what this is. You know what? In the comment section, talk about it. Or even in the Discord, there's a section for episode discussion. Talk about this. What is this? What does it sound like? It sounds like either a video game track or an 80s track or something. What is it? It's a pop ballad. Listen to it one more time at the beginning. Here we go. What is that? What is that? Find it. Okay. Your objective is clear now. Find it. Good luck, Gumshoe. Good luck, Gumshoe, and do it, Rockapella.
Okay. I've got one more for you. An arcade track. Arcades, rest in peace. Rest in peace. Who knows if they can come back from 2020. 2020 might be the year that killed the arcade. Go COVID-19 killed the arcade star. Dead Connection is what I've got.
It's a fun game.
And I'm going to go with opening. I've been going, I had a few ending tracks. Let's go with opening. Opening from Dead Connection.
Very cool. Very cool track.
That there is an arcade game, boys and girls.
This is Konami, right?
Very cool track. Very cool track.
This is Konami, right?
I think it's great. What?
It's a Konami game, right?
Is it?
I think so.
No, I thought this was Taito.
I thought it was Taito as well.
Oh.
I believe it's Taito.
Huh.
This is very cool. I like this a lot. This is awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Listen to this. It's great. This is so cool. Cool how it fades out.
Yeah, I love that fade out.
That's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Really cool track. Really cool. You know, there was a Dead Connection track that was in my top three one year. You know, in this one year, there was my top three.
Yeah, I like Dead Connection track. Kind of rolling 303 acid bass, I guess, at the end of that track. Kind of reminds me of that New Order remix from the Blade soundtrack.
This is so cool. Yeah. Really cool. Really cool. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Cool track. Great choice. Yeah. Some of these tracks I just could listen to over and over again, you know? I guess that's what they were designed to be done. That's what they were designed to be.
Yes.
So look, the party's not finished yet. Because, you know, you said we don't... This is business, you know?
Business, yeah.
Right.
But this is also kind of a business party. It's an office party. And the party's not over yet, okay? Because we have here a submission from a user, Hammock. of the Last Wave podcast, a VGM karaoke he put together. And it is Christmas time related.
Okay.
And it is set to music from Pro Mahjong Kiwame 3 for the Super Famicom. The track being Expert Challenge Ending. But his song that he's made out of this track is called Last Christmas Part 2. Okay? So it's a kind of sequel, I imagine, to the Wham classic. Is it Wham or is it George Michael?
I think it's George Michael.
I think it's George Michael.
So this is a sort of sequel. This is Last Christmas Part 2 from User Hammock. And let's fire it up.
Last Christmas you gave me a broken heart. Last year I sat here and cried a lot. But baby, this Christmas my heartache has gone away. This year would be so very special. A Merry Christmas to you, Happy New Year. You are still cool and still a Merry Christmas to you and all your friends. Oh, I hate your friends. They are the worst. Yes, they are the worst. The absolute worst. Oh, baby, 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 last Christmas you came and you broke my heart.
My art. This is art or is heart?
Year you gave me a brand new start. Oh, baby, now, without you here by my side, I am so free to live my life and do whatever I want. And now all my dreams are waiting for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
There you go.
Very good.
That's Hammock.
I kind of got like an accent all of a sudden on the waiting for me part. It's a waiting for
me. She had an accent the whole way through, I felt like.
Oh, maybe it got stronger there.
Yeah.
I feel bad that she broke his art. But it's good that it was a Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas, because this is America. So,
a Merry Christmas. You know, I realize this episode, the theme of this episode has been sort of 80s, sort of, right? Or kind of a little bit, or pop 80s and Christmas and something like that, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't you say?
Christmassy, yes.
80s. It's been 80s, Christmassy.
It's an 80s Christmas.
It's an 80s Christmas. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, anyway, for a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com and you can also comment there. And you can also find links to a lot of other stuff there too. Links to the Legacy Music Hour Patreon. Lots of content on there. You can also go to Legacy Music Hour, or you can go to patreon.com/legacymusichour. You can go to the Discord, which there's a link to on legacymusichour.com. There's a Facebook page. You can also contact us through email, legacymusichour@gmail.com.
You can call us or text us 281-SONIC-91.
You can also, if you like the program, you can rate and review it on iTunes. You can feel free to share it, whatever. And what else? You know, there's a YouTube channel. We never really mentioned that. There's a YouTube channel. There's not a lot on there, but it's youtube.com/legacymusichour. And there's little clips here and there. We're going to try to start posting more video clips, sort of highlights from the episodes. And what else? There is, I don't know, what else is there to say? I mean, as far as stuff for people to check out, whatever. I mean, here, mention your things. I mean, do you have anything you want to, your social media stuff? You want to mention that?
I am Rob F. Switch on Epic Games. If you want to join me on the Fortnite map, Rob F. Switch in Call of Duty. If you want to, you know, do some duty with me.
Or watch him do his comedy.
That will be coming soon. That's going to be a Patreon exclusive. Comedy for the troops, coming out for the troops. Respect to the troops out there. And yeah, Fisticuts on all other social media.
Gabe?
I mean,
Gabe is our engineer.
Yeah. I don't know. Gabe J. Castro on the Twitter.
And I got Brent Weinbach Comedy on Instagram and Brent Weinbach on Twitter and Brent Weinbach Games on Twitch. I don't really do it that much, and I don't even know if I'm going to do it anymore. Should. But I probably will. But anyway, yeah. So, no, I will. Actually, I will do at least one more because I got this new setup where I can pipe the sound in without... Anyway, whatever. Doesn't matter. YouTube, Brent Weinbach. YouTube.com/Brent Weinbach. Okay. And also Emily Donnelly is our... does the mixtapes, which come out every third Wednesday of the month. And she's on Twitch as well. Keyglyph. It's Keyglyph on Twitch. And she also has a YouTube channel as well, Keyglyph. Okay. So
I also want to shout out to the Discord users that made me feel welcome. For the first time, I logged on there, and I've not used Discord before, so that was new territory for me. And I like what's happening. I like that the Discord universe.
It's kind of going off in there, you know. Yeah, kind of going off in there right now, actually.
Shout out to the person that made emojis of us.
Griffin, that's user Griffin. User Griffin. User Griffin. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he also made a Time Lord one as well. Mm-hmm. It was a cartridge Time Lord.
So to all the cheeky boys and girls and all the Time Lords and the Sad Lords out there, just, you know, we'll be out there.
By the way, on the Discord, I actually found out about this band, the Raw Band, and I've been listening to the Raw Band a lot. And there's one track I discovered that is so good. It's called What'll Become of the Children. It is a good song. Wow.
Raw, R-A-H.
Yeah, R-A-H band. It is good. That song is good. What'll Become of the Children. And then the track that somebody had recommended was Clouds Across the Moon. That's a really good track also. But there's a lot of good tracks. I've been listening. I've been discovering a lot of good tracks from the Raw Band. I never even heard of the Raw Band.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to a ton. You know, there's this track called Messages from the Stars. That's good. And Are You Satisfied? That's a good one. The Funkanova version of it. Yeah. And there's another one called A Woman's Life. That's a good track, too. Anyway, good tracks from the Raw Band. I discovered that because I took a quick peek on the Discord as well. Anyway, all right. So we're going to close with Little Nemo, the Dream Master for the Nintendo Entertainment System. It's a classic game. Junko Tamiya is the composer, and we're going to hear Flower Garden Dream 2. And I think that's all, right? Have a happy holiday season. And also a happy new year as well. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a happy new year. And a happy Hanukkah and a happy everything else. Kwanzaa, all of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We do it. Would you call it the Kwanzone?
No, I said Kwanzaa.
Oh, okay. Kwanzaa. I thought I said Kwanzone. Welcome to the Kwanzone. When you celebrate Kwanzaa, you enter the Kwanzone. You are now entering the Kwanzone.
Be merry.
And
be merry to each other.
My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.